Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guests, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about energy. When you feel like the human existence just doesn't work for you anymore, where do you start finding your sense of compassion, love, caring, empathy, and maybe a deeper sense of connection with the energies around you? Many times people will say, oh, but I just keep looking for it. My doctor's got to have the answer, my priest. Maybe I'll find someone who's maybe my friends or social media. Somebody's going to get it for me. What if all of that seems to fall by the wayside and you say, you know what, I'm going to find it from within me and see how I can connect with something else? Today my guest is Helen Brennan, and her book is Belief, and she shares her story about connection with horses. I myself have connection with nature. I've said many times on this show before is that I've got over 50, 60,000 photos, and I see faces in everything, clouds and trees and rocks and raindrops, and oh, how great it is, and that just brings a sense of connection for me. Well, Helen shares this communication she has with horses. And how grand is that? Helen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Speaking with you today, Dr. Jeanette. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, it's so welcome to have you. Helen, don't you think that sometimes we are just like, oh, these humans, they just don't get it. I just need to find my own way, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think we sort of lose our sort of connection, living in houses and closing ourselves down from nature and animals.
Well, you know what I find, too, is that sometimes when we don't feel well or something comes up and, you know, you'll call a friend or a family member and you'll say, oh, gosh, you know, this is going on for me. And then what happens is it ends up through a judgment filter and they spew back at you what they think they heard or how they can fix you. When really, all you really wanted was an intimate connection with another being. Instead, you don't want any fix. It's sort of like, I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to be heard. I just wanted to feel loved. I didn't want all that other stuff, right?
Yeah. I think it's that listening, isn't it? I think sometimes we just want someone to listen, and we don't want any judgments. And I think that's what the horses offer me. They don't judge or make, you know, make you feel shameful or guilty, or
right.
And they don't put an idea there. They just let you be with whatever is happening and listen from the heart.
Absolutely. You know what? There's just been this saying out there, whatever comes back to you is reflected, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm just going to take away that filter and I'm not going to engage with those people because that's not what I'm looking for. And I think sometimes there's a lot of spiritual thoughts out there right now with gurus and they're kind of sharing their own path also. But also to remember that we are spiritual beings and we can create our own path and it does not have to follow what those gurus may be saying. Don't you think so?
Oh, gosh, yes, definitely. And I think sometimes when we get told it has to be a certain way, it limits us. And I certainly find in nature and with animals, they don't have any rules. They accept everything as it is. And how it is, and they don't judge it. It's not good or bad. It has no label. So
right. You
can sort of acknowledge it and accept it, and then, I don't know, that sort of starts to help you find your own direction. And for me, that was the only time that it could feel really true, when I then began to experience things instead of somebody telling me how to experience it, you know.
Right.
So, yes, I agree with you there. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I think we all have the best laid plans, and we all think we're on this journey and, you know, oh, we found the answer. This is the way. And I always say to people, you know, through therapeutic conversations I have, I say, you know what? It's kind of cool. You just share, and I'll say, oh, I see flowers, I see trees, I see dogs, I see cars, I see this. In other words, we're sharing the potentials all around, and someone will say, oh, do I have to choose? And I'll say, absolutely not. All we've done is just open the door and shown you what's over here, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's it. And there's so many, you know, and I think in belief when I wrote it, there's so many opportunities. Mine came through horses and the connection I had with them. And I think they sort of describe as the story goes along and the experience with me that it comes in many shapes and colours. And, you know, everybody is, it comes through our passions, I believe, you know, because you've got to be interested in something. And when we're present with that interest or that passion, doors open up, don't they? You know, and I think when we share our stories and share our passions, we're sort of saying to each other that it's okay to do this. It's okay to really let go into what you truly love, to experience that multidimensional sort of opportunity that awaits. It just waits for us, doesn't it, to grasp it and embrace
right.
it. And, you know, so, yeah, I'm with you on that, Dr. Jeanette, definitely.
Well, you know what I find that, Helen, too, again, in your book, the book is Belief. I find that, you know, after your loss, you really had grief and you were looking for compassion or love. And what I think that happens is that once you find that connection, you know, as you shared in your book with your connection with the horses, also too, then the horses say, okay, now that cup is filled up, let's go experience something else. Then you might find loss of a horse, or you might find despair from a horse, or you might find maybe pain from a horse. In other words, they will take you, once you get a connection, they will take you along the journey of all your emotions, you know, instead of just sufficing with one connection. You know, a lot of people say, well, I have to have love, and they think that's all that's going to fix everything, but they really don't know that concept of it, because love can have loss, love can have grief, love can have all these different things too. So I think really what it is that they draw you in. You know, like I do with nature and you do with horses, is they draw you in and then say, okay, now let's go on this grand journey. Don't you think that's what your book is really all about?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I think you feel that love is going to, I only want to experience love all the time, is what we're sort of striving for in the sort of material world, because we're frightened of what we see as the pain or the heartache. But the heartache and the pain and the emotions that, you know, are connected to that are actually, well, the way I learned to deal with it through each of the horses that sort of connected with me was that they were just information. They were things to work with just as much as the nice emotions, and actually that the emotions that came that were, like you say, come with the grief of loss or the grief of losing, you know, under sometimes I'd work with horses who had gone through trauma or abuse, physical abuse, and I could feel their pain, and by embracing that emotion and that resonance that came between myself and the horse changed. It morphed into a very different energy and emotion that became a higher frequency, a higher vibration. And so without the initial emotion of suffering or pain, we wouldn't have really had that experience of the contrast of how high we could reach. So, yeah, I think belief is like that. We travel, and then they bring, I suppose, to my face the fears that I am trying to most probably avoid, which I've tried to avoid, and show me that there's actually nothing to be frightened of by facing.
But I think sometimes when people have, I know myself have experienced so much throughout this lifetime of loss, of grief, of pain, suffering, abuse, all that other stuff. And and I say all that other stuff lightly because I kind of passed through it and experienced it but didn't attach to it as a label. Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens, too, is that when you have that, let's say you have a deep loss, you engage with a horse and you caretake a horse, mm-hmm. you're able to work through that together. It's almost like a compassionate angel kind of working together. It's almost like where you're saying, you know, let's walk hand in hand through this instead of saying, I'm going to fix it for you. So I think really what you've shared is about how you can compassionately walk through all these feelings mm-hmm. versus being stuck in them and just being able to identify with only that, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, because if the sort of logical understanding of it is not enough, it's the experience and feeling of it and being in it and moving through it is where the growth for me was experienced. I just had to be in a state where they could capture me, if that makes sense. So I had to be in a state of loss and grief to be present, really. My life before all this was very busy, so you're missing a lot of what is being offered. So yes, in that period of time, they were able to just get through the chinks of my armor and draw me in. And this connection that I felt was powered up really by the removal of the labels that I had in day-to-day life. So, you know, being a mom and a wife and, you know, your job labels. Those were very quickly shed, and that made the experience a lot easier because I could feel the potential that was combined with this experience when the labels were shed. So they were very clever how they read me and my emotions and where I was at the time. And yeah, it was a two-way experience because as I connected with them and we shared in this place of sharing, they changed and people who knew them would come and see them and say, "Oh my goodness, you know, they look so content. This has changed or that's changed." And so I realised the journey was definitely mutual and we were all growing.
You know what I think too is that so many times people are afraid to engage in the space they're in. When we have grief, I think that we see so many times they're like, "Well, you need to step out of that," and blah blah blah. And it's like, well, maybe I haven't felt it quite enough yet, you know. And how can I continue to? And people say, "Oh, you don't want to wallow in it." And I would say, "Oh my gosh, I want to wallow in it. I want to feel it. I want to know it. I want to bathe in it. Yeah. I want to be part of it. I want to engage myself on the same path." Because then when I'm finished with it, you know, then it will show up and I will say, "Oh, cool. Now I know what that feels like, what it's knowing is all about." You know, I've been in healthcare over 45 years, and, you know, it's interesting. I've been in all kinds of situations, and myself also being, you know, being on both sides of the professions and also being a patient. I could walk through a hospital and say, "Oh my gosh, that person feels alone. Oh my gosh, that person is there by themselves. Oh my gosh, that person's this, that, or the other." Almost just by the sense of the feeling, and I'm sure you probably have that with horses, you could just walk past and you'd say, "I just feel something," and then it draws you in. And I think when it draws you in after you've gone through and felt all of the corners of that experience, it draws you in, but it doesn't encapsulate you. In other words, it doesn't It doesn't dissolve you. It doesn't take you to your knees again, because what you're doing then is then you're at a higher level where you can really do effective work, right?
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
Exactly how it feels, and certainly how it felt after I'd sort of transitioned through the experience. Where before the experience, I would say I was mostly very sentimental. Things would hurt me, but I would try and avoid things, because we all see painful things in life, and they wouldn't leave me. Yeah. Whereas after this experience, I was lifted into a place where I became very productive, in the sense of how to help other animals, and then eventually we began helping people. We share this experience with others now, so that they can, experience the same, well, in their own unique way, kind of feeling with the animals. But they did definitely remove a sort of sentimental element to how I used to act in
right.
Certainly with my emotions, and yeah, I could feel it. But then they'd given me, because I think I became so connected through my heart at that time, it was a way I could utilize my heart to help those who I did feel were suffering or struggling, because they taught me to honor that, and they taught me to that honor. Changes the whole frequency of the connection I had with another person or another animal, and we all feel that vibration. It was a really useful and life-changing, phenomena at the time. And I had a very different outlook on death. So when we would come to having to let an animal go, and it was, time to go, it was... It became very different. Life and death became very different for me to handle when I had to deal with it with them. So yes, you don't. That is exactly how I feel. I don't feel crushed by the things I used to be completely.
Right, because the crushingness is the feeling that you're dissolving. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, I had this vision recently, quite often. That you would feel like you're an angel and you're above. Like I would go to in my mind at night or in dream state or whatever, and I would be an angel above in this mental hospital. And you'd be able to help those that were there, but somehow there would be something that would pull on my skirt. And as I looked down at my skirt, I would see it dissolving.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's not a good thing. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think that's when... people use the words, oh, it ties at my heartstrings. Well, it can tie at your heartstrings, but it shouldn't untie your heart. In other words, it shouldn't dissolve it. It shouldn't this, but it should, because your heart is ever expanding anyway. But what you don't want is when it starts to dissolve you, you know. Someone had said just recently, they were having an issue with a family member, and they said, oh, this person is just blah, 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 and I have to live with them, and da-da-da, how am I going to do it? And I said, don't engage. Just simply don't engage. And I'm sure that if you were going along and you were having a really, really bad day, you wouldn't go dump it on a horse. You would just say, I'm having a feeling of a bad day, and you would sit by yourself, and then maybe you might engage with the horse, or a horse might come to you. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, but it isn't about the bad day that you would have the interaction. It's about the feeling of just plain being there. In other words, a connection. And the connection didn't have to have a name or a label or a dance around it. It was just a connection, and that was it. So I think sometimes when we say about dissolving its stuff, it's when they're looking for or trying to morph or change or get you into that space, don't you think, sometimes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think when you mentioned about the horses will come and choose me, you know, I'll come up when I'm feeling a certain way, I can see instantly if there's a feeling, you know, and you get those feelings that aren't the best feelings.
Right.
And, you know, I don't chase them away anymore. I'm with them. There'll be a particular horse that empathizes with that feeling I'm having. And now, obviously, I've got a communication going with them, I understand very quickly. And they only have to just be with me in that moment. And it changes and things. And it moves, and we get back. I come back into balance, and they usually their breathing will change, and I tend to realize that I'm breathing a bit too shallow. I'll mirror their breath, and then that balance comes back in, and the emotion or whatever it might be, usually doesn't have to be responded to. Some, you know, I mean, I know there's some things that come up that we do need to respond to, but like you said, that a lot of the times we don't actually have to react to what somebody else is doing or something that's triggered an emotion in us. And one of the things that I do now, which is because after this experience I went to learn more and more and more about this. I thought, what from the logical point of view, what, you know, how does all this work? And I studied more herd, how horses were in a herd, and they will do that with a member that is being quite challenging. They'll put them to the edge of the herd, of the band they're in, until they're ready to you know, cooperate with the herd and work together as a unit, as a cooperative, which is how they need to live together to survive and not obviously waste energy. I watch them for my lessons.
Well, you know what, too? The idea that when you have an engagement, neither one should come away feeling less than, you know? Or, in other words, you would not take the emotion or the energy of the horse, so the horse would not take it of you. So no one comes away feeling less than, and I think that's very important, because a lot of times, you know, we would say people, oh, I'm going to help care give someone, and I come home and I'm so depleted. Well, that because what you did is, you know, you didn't have that right interaction because you gave, and it wasn't supposed to come from, you know what I mean? In other words, that inner-outward stuff isn't balanced correctly. But I think also, too, to understand that now where we are in the society and the collective right now is that people are just now starting to understand that they're actually feeling depleted. So that's a great place to be, too. So in other words, what Helen and I are talking about today is not just about how you get there or wherever that's supposed to be or how you process through it. It's about recognizing where you are in the moment. So if you're feeling depleted after work, you're feeling depleted after working, maybe taking a ride and the horse didn't feel well and you got home and then you didn't feel well or whatever that might be, it's about saying and sitting down and saying, I feel it. And isn't that the message? Because I think that a lot of times people say, I don't know what it is, and I'm looking for an answer, a reason, or an excuse for it. And then they justify it away and try to fix it, rather than just saying, this is what it is, and just experiencing every single corner of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that, again, changed me during this period of time, this experience. was to listen and to start mm-hmm. be present. And when those feelings come, and acknowledge right. them, because I do think, like you say, in society we tend to want to get rid of those things very quickly, and
yeah.
they are actually really important messages. You know, if the body is depleted and we don't listen to it, you know, it's neglect, isn't it? You know, and I think we wouldn't do that to someone else, and but we do it to ourselves. We're quite harsh, aren't we, on ourselves?
Right.
You know, and like in the herd environment, when I watch the horses, they all need to be at optimum health to survive. You know, they still have those mm-hmm. natural instincts of survival. So they care for each other when there's one that, you know, if there's one that's poorly, and I watch how they all work together, they will nurture that horse, and it will be in the centre of the herd, and the sort of second lead mare will be very protective with it, and you know, they care for each other. And I think we have to acknowledge when we feel the same and we feel depleted, and just take that time. And I mean, I now talk to it. You know,
I
really try and go in there and talk to it and ask, you know, what it's telling me.
Yeah.
I think the more you practice that, it becomes clearer. Your body does communicate
mm-hmm.
back. Well, mine certainly does. And I do listen now, and I do try to be as kind as I can to it, and show gratitude.
Well, you know what, too, I think, Helen, in closing, also, too, to understand that when you're connecting with some an animal or nature or whatever it might be, to be able to expand more of your feeling in the world around you and to start to express these energies, it doesn't always have to come up as words. In other words, when you say you want to feel something, it doesn't have to have a word. It doesn't have to be defined. It can just be a sense. And just to be able to take that sense, and that's what you're defining, I feel this sense, period. You know what I mean? I think when you go with the horse, you don't always say, oh, this is despair. Oh, this is pain. Oh, this is this.
Yeah.
And you really don't. It's just, I feel, period. And that's what the goal is. It's about feeling, yes?
Well, definitely, yeah. And that's another thing that they taught me to do very well, is feel. Because without the feel, without feeling everything,
right.
you're missing, or certainly I was missing, a huge, huge section, you know, part of life. I was missing the majority of life. And the feeling is what, when I felt into things, that's what
right.
opened my heart, and that's what opened
mm-hmm.
the door to the wisdom. And then it was just a whole, well, that, for me, it changed my life. And I believe that's where we can then change the world around us and change our circumstances. Because without feeling, I think life's very, it's quite cold at times, and separate. And for me, that feeling is where we engage with each other and we connect and we feel each other. And just like the horses know how to sort of harmonize each other in the herd, we can do the same, and we don't have to speak. I think when we're coming from our feelings,
right.
Part of our hearts, we can soothe one another just like the horses soothe and regulate each other when they need to.
Yeah, it's definitely that we're more about understanding more around us rather than trying to wall it off. I think a lot of times we stick so many labels on everything, we don't even know where we're coming or going. You know, I think, Helen, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here to talk to us about your book, Belief, and about horses and your engagement with them. And I think really that's the key word, is that it's engagement with the world around you versus taking, getting, defining, and all that other. I think really that's what your book is about, yes?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Helen, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful.
Okay, well, we have a website. It's www.belief444.com. And if you go on there, you'll see the horses and the other small animals that that we're blessed to live with, and the work that we do. And if you're interested in the books, obviously there's a page there. And we're also setting up a creative blog for young people to share any stories or anything that they're really passionate about, so that we can give them a voice too and hear their creativity and inspiration, and hopefully give them a platform to shine from.
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. I think, Helen, so many people want to have tenderness in the world, and I think really that's where horses come in, is where is that tenderness, and you can really feel it, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah. They are. They're beautiful and very wise beings, and it's been a pleasure to be speaking to you on the show, Dr. Jeanette. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
If you'd like to find out more information about Helen Brennan, her book is Belief, and it's about horses and her connection through grief, through love, through compassion, through understanding, and really to connect with something outside of yourself. Please do check out the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to her website. And it really is important to be able to say, there has to be more than this day-to-day stuff that we've been wrapped up with for so many decades. There absolutely is. Take a leap, take a faith, take a little bit of hope, put it all together, and just say, you know what, I'm just going to check things out, see where it takes me on another journey. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.